Real talk, guys. Have you ever seen a ghost or a UFO? Did you ever sense something bad is about to happen or maybe something good? And what you imagined in that moment really happened? Do you believe in Bigfoot or Nessie, the monster of Loch Ness? Do you truly believe there is more in this world than what you can touch with your hands or see with your own eyes? Then this little podcast might be the right one for you. I'm no scientist, nor a doctor. No. I'm just curious. Hi, my name is Daniel. Welcome to my little podcast. And this podcast is all about paranormal activities, UFOs, and everything else, which is, let's say, a little bit controversial. My adventure with all these things started when I was pretty young. I think I was something like 10 years old or so. It was at my parents' house when something really strange happened. As I mentioned before, I was very young. And when you're very young, of course, your parents tell you when you have to go to bed. It was 9 o'clock when my mom told me I had to go to sleep. All this happened in the winter. And because of that, it was already dark outside. But it was a clear night and we had full moon shining directly through my window at my closet. Nothing too spooky yet. I was a little bit angry because I wasn't tired yet. So I went to my bed, grabbed my Walkman, put in my favorite cassette. It was He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Man, so much memories with that one. I was always waiting for that part when he pulled out his sword to turn himself and his scared-ass anxious cat into He-Man and Battle Cat. Let the power return. I hope I get that right because I'm from Germany and in German he said something else, you know. So I was laying in my bed on my back listening to my favorite He-Man adventure. And when it ended, I heard a click from my Walkman and I was too lazy to get a new cassette. So I put my Walkman aside. But I still wasn't tired. So I was staring at the walls, thinking about this and that, about school and girls and stuff, you know. And suddenly I heard something creepy coming from my closet. So I turned my head in that direction. And the moonlight coming through my window, shining directly at the closet, made this moment even creepier. I was so scared that I wasn't able to move, not even a finger. I held my breath, my eyes wide open. And then I heard it again. Now I'm thinking to myself, yep, someone or something is breathing from the corner of my room. I wanted to call for my dad because, you know, he was, yeah, a pretty strong guy and I was thinking, like, maybe he could kick this monster's ass or something because, you know, when you're 10, everything that's creepy in your room is a monster, right? I wanted to call for my mom too, but, yeah. Big boys don't call their mommy when they're in trouble. But I couldn't, because I was just too scared. I couldn't scream or call for my dad. I was frozen. So I was just laying in my bed, staring at the corner of my room. And I tell you guys, I didn't want to stare at the corner of my room, but I just had to. One part of me wanted to figure out what was going on, and the other part, nope. So I pulled a blanket over my head and I was waiting for the creepy breathing to stop. After a few minutes, I lifted the blanket and started listening into the darkness. And there it was again. So I pulled the blanket back over my head. I was scared to death and so I decided not to look or listen again, and I tried to sleep, which is pretty hard when you're scared to death. And so I turned around under my blanket and faced the other wall. and I positioned my blanket in a way that made it easy for me to breathe under it, because it wasn't gonna come out that night again. No way, fucking scary ghost breathing thing. Somehow I made it to fall asleep and made it through the night. And guess what was the first thing I did when I woke up? Yeah, I listened again. But the breathing was gone. And so I took my Walkman with my Heme cassette in it and left my room as fast as I could. And let me tell you guys, I wasn't planning on coming back anytime soon that day. On my way to the bathroom, I met my mom. And I really wanted to tell her what was going on, but somehow I just couldn't. I was thinking maybe she thinks I'm stupid or something, or I don't know. In school, I told my best friend about it happening, but he just laughed at me. I still remember I was very disappointed. I expected something like, "Wow, man, crazy story, I believe you." Even though it sounds really strange, but yeah, kids. The whole day I was trying to figure out what to do. Yeah, what to do, what to do. And so I decided, in the evening, I'm gonna tell my mom. And when it was time to go to bed again, I said, "Mom, listen. There was something strange going on in my bedroom tonight. Let me tell you." So I told her the story, in every detail, and I expected something like, yeah, like she's laughing at me or something, or telling me I'm a jerk. But no. She said something different. She told me that in this room, where I sleep, where I listen to my Masters of the Universe cassettes, where I occasionally ran around naked for some reasons, that in this room, my grand-grandmother died. And guess where her bed was standing? You're right. Well, crazy story, guys. What do you think? Do you think stuff like that happens? Do you think ghosts exist? And they haunt us sometimes for some reason? Or do you think I'm crazy or insane? Well, let me know. Anyways, this was my story, and this was my start into all that stuff. Thank you for listening. Hear you next time. Have a good night.